Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
So Andrew Davenport is back with us from Focus Technology. Good evening to you, Andrew.
Hi, Mark. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back in. Thanks for coming in. This is first part, really. It was an introduction last week, but this week is the first part of our series moving forward, where you are certainly making people feel more technology happy.
That's right.
That's your strap line, isn't it? Yeah. I love it. It's great. So talk us through what we're going to be delving into this week.
Well, tonight we're going to be discussing one of the bigger threats to businesses, and also one of the greatest nuisances to computer users, which would be viruses, malware, ransomware and spam email.
Okay, right. So let's go right back to the roots with it then. What are the differences between viruses, malware and, what did you say, ransomware?
Ransomware.
Okay, what's that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, nowadays a virus is a generic term used to cover any sort of malicious software that gets onto your computer, but it's been sort of recategorized over the years. But malware is the overall term used to describe malicious software and programs that cause damage or harm to your computers or its data. There are different types. So an example is spyware. This will monitor your computer activity and collects information that may be of use to a third party. It can then send that information to the third party. So it may be recording things like keyboard input, mouse movements. So it could be recording your passwords that you're entering online. Ransomware is one of the sort of most feared malware types at this current point in time. Everybody's probably heard of CryptLocker through the news. What that does is it encrypts all of the files and the data it finds on your computer. And it can go as far as to encrypt data on your server's network drives. What it does is it then will pop up a message saying, "We've encrypted all your data. Please pay us some money and we'll unencrypt it all for you."
Wow.
Those sums of money can be sort of $300 or $400 US. Now, if people don't think this is a serious issue, these guys have to date the estimations of $65 million they've made out of this stuff. So it's a pretty nasty situation, and we have seen one occurrence of it. So fortunately, we ensure they have good backups, so we were able to get their unencrypted data back for them. Other malware would typically try to take control of your web browser and redirect you to other websites where other malware may be hidden within the code. Effectively, it's an entryway to get that malware onto your computer.
Okay, so you might not even know that it's been...
Yeah, absolutely. It's called a drive-by infection, so it can be from pop-ups or banners on websites that will actually run in the background and you won't even notice it.
A drive-by infection.
Absolutely.
I'm loving this already. These are amazing terms. Okay. So why do people write this software then?
Normally it's for financial gain. You'd be absolutely amazed at how much your personal information is worth on the black market. That data is sold on to people who may want to commit fraud and use your personal details to open up accounts that they can purchase goods. Or you may end up on a spam list. Effectively, you'll end up with loads and loads of junk email coming through. Again, trying to get you to divulge other details about yourself that they can then use to perpetuate their own ends.
And, I mean, some of this stuff you said is actually quite covert, isn't it? How do you know if you've got, like, for example, how would I know if I've got malware or spyware actually on my computer right now?
Some of the worst infections, you won't actually know. The idea behind them is they remain hidden. If you have a good antivirus product, it should alert you that you have an infection of some kind. But one of the key ones that we get told is, I've got lots of pop-ups opening that I'm not expecting, or something's offering to clean up or speed up my computer. It keeps popping up in the bottom corner by the clock, for example. So that's a sure sign. The other sign is that if your computer inexplicably starts to struggle with performance, there could be some malware running in the background that is sending out a whole lot of data.
Scary stuff. So that's one of the reasons, I guess, why all this virus software is updated all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, most good quality antivirus products are updating at least every hour.
Wow.
But that's not to say that they're going to catch everything, because as fast as they're writing signatures to update to detect this stuff, the guys writing the viruses are adapting the code and adapting the technology to beat the antivirus products.
That is amazing. That is like a real world sort of, what was that film called? War Games.
Yeah.
It is like a real world War Games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, the antivirus vendors are always a step behind the people that are writing this code. And in fact, there are some rather nasty viruses out in the wild at the moment.
Yeah. So what should you do if you think your computer is infected?
I mean, if you think that you have an infection, the first thing to do is switch it off. If you've got CryptLocker, it will kill it dead and it will stop it from actually encrypting all of your files. Definitely, if nothing else, disconnect it from the network to prevent it infecting anything else, but get professional help. If you don't understand what you're doing and your antivirus software hasn't picked it up, phone somebody, phone us at Focus Technology, for example, and we can help you remove that infection and clean up your computer.
That's quite interesting, actually, because the last thing I'd think of doing would be turn it off. because I'd be wondering what I would need to do, or do you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
I'm a bit ignorant, I suppose, to all of this kind of stuff, but that's really good advice, because you think,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, the infection of CryptLocker we saw back last year, the end user ignored a pop-up from their antivirus product that told them that they had an infection, and that infection then spread to their network server, which encrypted all of their data files within a particular share.
Wow.
So as soon as they told us about it, we said, turn that computer off and turn everything off, because that infection will have spread to other computers on the network. It's just not worth taking the chance at the moment.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So you mentioned spam earlier on as well. So what is spam?
Spam is everybody's bane. Every time you go to your inbox in the morning, there'll be more spam. It's basically junk mail. It's like that junk post you get through your letterbox. It's unwanted mail or email that you don't expect from people that you don't specifically know. The danger with spam actually is some of it is just innocuous junk that you don't want. But malware writers, etc., are starting to use spam as a mechanism to introduce that malware onto your computer. These emails are called phishing emails, and generally they ask you to follow a link to put in some details about yourself to reactivate an account, for example.
So how do you actually know if the email is legitimate? Because I've seen some of these and, you know, they're using the logos and...
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen a few. We get spam now and again, and it's getting clever. Some of these spoof emails are really difficult to distinguish from legitimate emails. There are spams coming from, you know, the likes of HMRC, your local bank, etc. The easiest way, if they're asking you to follow a link, is to hover your cursor over that link for a couple of seconds. And what should happen is a little box should pop up and tell you where that link goes. So at this point, don't click on it, but have a look at that link. And if the link looks suspicious, like it's going to a link to a jumbled bunch of characters or something that, you know, is unrecognizable, chances are it's a spoof email that's going to take you to a website that would download malware, or it will ask you for login details, which they will then use to hack other accounts that you might have. If in doubt, delete it.
Good advice again. So in terms of overall protection, how do we do it?
It depends whether you're a business or a personal user at home, but if you're in business, you should have a good top quality antivirus product. In fact, antivirus isn't enough. You need basically a multi-tier protection that protects against spam, malware, viruses, various different threats, and that should be centrally managed by your network administrator so they can get an overall health picture of what's going on in your network. As a personal end user, again, you need that blended threat protection. So go on the internet, do your research. There are plenty of independent tests for the products available, and pick one that is scoring highly on the detection rate. At the end of the day, no antivirus product is 100% infallible. However, by understanding what to look out for, so the pop-ups, computer doing something strange, and actually educating the end users within your business, you can prevent the infections before they incur. If people are aware and paying attention to what they're doing, then that chance of getting an infection is diminished.
This has been brilliant and really, really helpful stuff, Andrew. So thank you very much for sharing at that level. If people are panicking about it, or if they want a bit more advice, or actually if they're like, oh, I might actually have a problem, best way to get in touch with you?
Yep. If you think you've got a problem or you'd like some advice about antivirus software, then give us a call on 01209 613 660. Visit our website at www.focus-technology.co.uk, or email me, andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk.
And you're looking for questions as well?
Absolutely, yes. If any listeners have got questions about technology that they'd like us to cover in the upcoming shows, then please go onto Pirate 2's website, fill out the form, and we'll do our best to accommodate.
Yeah, and you'll be able to find that next to where the podcasts are for these shows as well. So it's pretty simple to find on pirate2.co.uk. Andrew, thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Really valuable information once again, and looking forward to catching up in 7 days' time.
Thank you, Mark.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.